We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Tzadi Gimel in the Zeligman edition, and we were learning the laws of Bikur Cholim. And the Chafetz Chaim had discussed the great merits of doing Bikur Cholim, that one gets protected from the Yetzer Hara, he gets protection from affliction, he gets honor. And now the Chafetz Chaim takes the other side of the coin, and he says, "Ulevech kama gadol le'avon mi shemitatzel mi mitzvah zo." This is a very important warning the Chafetz Chaim is giving us. He says, "How severe is the sin of he who is lazy with this mitzvah?" Notice he didn't say he who does not do the mitzvah. He says he who is lazy with regards to the mitzvah. The Ita Bagmara, the Talmud, tells us, one of Rabbi Akiva's disciples was ill, and the teachers didn't go in to visit him. And Rabbi Akiva did go in to visit him. And because Rabbi Akiva took the time, cleaned the house, ensured that the dust settled in the house, it wouldn't be so musty and moldy. Chaya, Rabbi Akiva saved his life. Amalo Rebbe Yechitani, the student felt noticeably better, and he recognized that the investment of Rabbi Akiva is what gave him life. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'drash. Rabbi Akiva went out and taught, Kol mi sheino mevaker cholim keilu shofech damim. Whoever does not visit the sick, it's as though they murdered. Because if a person comes in, I had now in this storm, I had a neighbor who had just undergone a hip replacement. So there's ice outside. You know, we had a week of ice. And he needs his groceries. I mean, he needs food. And he lived all alone. He's divorced. His kids aren't on the yeshuv. So who's going to get him what he needs? Right? So I called him when the snow started. And I said to him, I'm going to the supermarket right now. Give me a list. He said to me, no, I'm stocked up. Every morning I'd call him. Every morning throughout until he could get out of his house that there wasn't ice, every morning I called him to get a shopping list. What could I buy for him? Because if he goes out and that ice with his walker, with his cane after he had hip replacement, who knows where he'll end up? So it drove home to me the importance of Bikur Cholim, taking care of someone who's sick. It can be a question of life and death. The guy needs basic groceries. So you'll say maybe he'll manage, right? And maybe not. And when people come in, that's the idea of Bikur Cholim, to offer the person, can I get you medication? Can I get you bandages? What do you need? Maybe you need a contact to get you into the doctor. This guy with the hip replacement, he comes into shul one morning and says, I need a hip replacement, the doctor said, but I'm going to have to be in pain for 3.5 months because they won't let me into the hospital for another 3.5 months to have an operation. I happen to know someone who underwent the surgery. I said, he got in under a month. So he says, no, I've tried every venue, don't bother. I said, let me try. He said, you want to, fine. I called the guy up that morning, and to make a long story short, he just had the wrong number. Once he got the right social worker on the case, he had his operation done in under a month. So it saved him months of agony. He would have had to wait 3.5 months to have the operation. Sometimes by helping a sick person, by making a phone call on their behalf, by getting a contact involved, sometimes getting them a medication, getting them something that will relieve their pain, that gives them life. So Bikur Cholim involves, says the Chafetz Chaim, it involves not only visiting, but checking out how the guy is doing, and that's why it's so severe. If one does not perform the mitzvah, how great the sin is, as we saw, one who does perform the mitzvah is promised tremendous wages in this world and in the world to come. And now the Chafetz Chaim is going to start discussing what we see goes on today. How often do you hear of people who actually visit the sick? And that's something to think about. And here at the Machon, if a guy doesn't make dinner, he has no food tonight. So if a person knows of someone who's not feeling well, it doesn't have to be our department, it could be a different department. You got to check how he is. I went to yeshiva once, where when a roommate was sick, the lunchroom was a 5-minute walk from the dorm. It wasn't in the same building. They had a huge campus. You had to really walk far to get the food. And I noticed that on Friday night, I was the only one who brought food from the lunchroom to the dorm for those who were sick. And I said, I'm new here. And the other guys here, so I asked, why isn't anyone bringing food for those who are sick? And they said, we'll miss half the meal. We'll bring it for them when we're done with the meal. I packed my bags and left the yeshiva. I said, if that's what's going on here, that they can't bring food for their friends? You have sick people in the dorm and they get last because everyone else has to eat first? I left. This is a mitzvah that's a basic mitzvah of taking care of a person that needs help. And unfortunately, the world doesn't give it enough weight, and we're going to see it. The Chafetz Chaim himself discusses it from his days as well.